Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Jeopardy is celebrating its 30th season this year and acknowledging the long run by kicking off a battle of the decades this month. It'll be a season-long tournament pitting top contestants from the past against one another. But try as they might, it is not the tournament nor the anniversary that has Jeopardy in the news lately. It is a 30-year-old insurance compliance analyst with an unusual strategy that is changing the game and driving many Jeopardy fans crazy. With the help of a little game theory, Arthur Chu has won 4 consecutive rounds of Jeopardy and will be returning to the podium on February 24th. Author and Mental Floss contributor Chris Higgins interviewed Chu to find out more about his strategy. Chris is with us to explain what he's doing so differently. Chris Higgins, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
So Chu told you that he's not really a pioneer. He's employing something called the Forest Bounce. What is it, and how did Chu find out about it?
Yeah, so the Forest Bounce was pioneered by Chuck Forrest in the early days of Jeopardy in 1985. The bounce is moving between categories, sort of randomly hopping from, you know, column A to column C to column D, and keeping your opponent off guard, effectively saying, if I control the board, I will choose the next question, and I will not just go straight down a category.
Chu's also doing something differently with Jeopardy's Daily Doubles and Final Jeopardy round. What's his strategy there?
Well, on Daily Doubles, he often goes for a true Daily Double, which is doubling your money. In one case, he got a sports question and knew for sure he wasn't going to know the answer.
Sports 1000.
Answer. Daily Double. You can see the score. Eric and Carolyn tied for the lead at 3,800. You're trailing them by $400 only.
$5.
$5. Oh, don't feel confident in sports. All right, here is the clue. Eddie Jackman, Herb Brooks, Conn Smythe.
I don't know.
Correct response, what is?
So in Daily Doubles, he's very bold. He knows what he doesn't know, and when he thinks he does know it, he just goes for it. That has often worked out for him, but not always. The other part of this is in Final Jeopardy, he's employing a very interesting strategy here. He did this his first game and his second game. He wagered to create a tie. In the first game, it didn't happen because the other player didn't get it right. But when you go into Final Jeopardy, you look at all the scores and you're able to choose how much you want to bet based on the category. So he saw that as the leader, he could attempt to win. You know, you could attempt to get the best, you know, dollar figure by $1 or more. But he assumed that the person in second place would get the answer right and would bet in this rational way. And he attempted to create a tie, and it worked in his second game, which meant that in his third game, he came back. You know, he had 2 players who won, and both of them came back. So he faced the same opponent again, and then he, you know, beat her.
But sounds like he's just being tactical. Why are fans of Jeopardy so annoyed by Chu?
This is a great question. I think there's a combination here of the Forest Bounce being hard to watch. So if you're sitting at home and you're watching Jeopardy, most people are used to watching a category progress from top to bottom, kind of from easy to hard.
Right.
And what Chu is doing is he is intentionally jumping into often the high-value clues, the ones at the bottom of the board, which also are typically the places where you'll find a Daily Double. So he's hunting for those Daily Doubles, trying to get them off the board and get the money for himself. And that's, you know, that's a tactical advantage for him. There's nothing wrong with doing that. That's just part of the game. As a viewer, you have to keep track of what category he has just randomly selected. So if they are wordplay categories, if they are spelling categories, it's very hard to keep track of what the heck is going on. And so you have these viewers writing in and saying, I hate this guy. It's unwatchable. I don't know what's happening because I can't keep track of what category he just chose and answered and then moved on to the next one. So that's the criticism there.
And well, never mind what they're saying on social media. What are some of the barbs against Chu in that unmitigated world?
Yeah, the world of social media is a huge part of Chu's, frankly, the reason he's in the media, in their stories written about him. The criticisms there are he seems robotic, which he actually admitted in an interview with me. He said, you know, I am up there just executing the game. I'm just trying to get the questions right. I'm playing for real money. People on social media say, this guy seems robotic. He's not cracking jokes. He is just playing the game. I don't like that. That coupled with you know, the fact that he is Asian apparently is bothering some people.
Hmm.
The fact that he is often rumpled looking, which he admits to and his wife talks about quite a bit, that he's, you know, his tie is not tied quite right. People are critiquing him based on his appearance and to some extent based on how they don't like his gameplay. And what's most interesting is Chu and his wife are both just mixing it up. They are replying to people on social media and stoking the firestorm. So if somebody says something very negative, they will retweet it and favorite it and begin a conversation. And that has brought people who didn't like him into becoming fans of him.
All right. Arthur Chu is our champion. He's won a fair amount of money so far, and he already knows how he's going to spend some of that money doing pro bono work, particularly in what area?
Well, I wanted to donate some money to fibromyalgia research because my wife is a sufferer. It's a condition that, you know, doesn't get a lot of press, but...
Constant pain?
Yeah, pain and fatigue, and yeah. It affects a lot of people, so...
All right, good for you. You're going to be helping out.
I hear he's also very overeager with the buzzer.
Yeah, he's a kind of a mega clicker, so he goes, no, on the buzzer. And, oh, one other note here is he seems to unconsciously look at the person who beats him to the buzzer. He kind of glares. And I think it's great TV, but people don't like this at all because they'll look over there, you know, somebody beat me to it. But yeah, you can hear the clicking. It's great.
Well, despite gaining a lot in annoyance points, he does have a long way to go to get anywhere close to Ken Jennings' record, which is 74 consecutive wins. What do you think? Will Chu's strategy hold up in the long term?
I doubt it. I think that what he's using is a novel combination of existing strategies. I don't think there's any chance he's going to pull a Ken Jennings, but I would not be surprised if he made it to 5 wins, which would bring him to the Tournament of Champions. It would be a guarantee that he would come back to play again. And if that happens, I would love to talk about him again.
Arthur Chu couldn't be caught. He played the game magnificently again, and he wrote down an incorrect response. So what is he going to lose off that 20,000? 2,000 only. That gives him 18,800 today and a 3-day total of 82,000.
Has Chu changed the nature of Jeopardy with this new way of playing? I mean, can we no longer assume contestants are going to play as they always have?
That's a great question. A lot of people look at this and they say this is like the money ball of Jeopardy. This is somebody taking a rational look at the game and effectively choosing the parts of strategy that will make an optimal game. I would argue that most people will not try this. I don't think this will change the game fundamentally, partly because what Chu is doing in the game is actually very difficult. He's making it harder for himself by doing the forest bounce, by jumping around. And a lot of his preparation work is what Jeopardy champions do anyway. His wagering strategy at the end is logical, but it's also somewhat difficult because when you're in the game, you have this desire to win, and you tend to do irrational things. You tend to bet to win. And betting to tie, even if mathematically is a good idea, is very difficult for people just to latch onto and say, okay, I'll go ahead and do that because math suggests that it's right. So I would expect Jeopardy to be roughly unchanged after Arthur Chu, you know, completes his run.
Chris Higgins, contributor to Mental Floss and author of The Blogger Abides, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You'll find a link to Chris's full interview with the reigning Jeopardy champ, Arthur Chu. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And you can also follow his strategy on the game show itself when he returns to defend his title on February 24th. Now stay with us for rampant sexism in academia. It's a report judging the University of Colorado's philosophy department to be hostile to women. And it is not the only complaint in the field. We'll learn more when Word of Mouth continues on NHPR.